You know, when you hear that music, it's time to connect the dots. Connect the dots. I'm gonna connect the dots tonight. Hey, this is your host, Tom Edison. That's right. That's my real name, Tom Edison. And I'm the host for Connect the Dots. Also, 2020 Independent U.S. Presidential candidate. So I'm quite knowledgeable about everything. We're going to talk about everything tonight. We're going to talk about love, outer space, or the universe, or the galaxies. Hey, do you know what galaxy you're in? Well, you better be in the Milky Way. Or then you definitely don't know where you're at if you're not in the Milky Way. Hey, maybe you're from Andromeda visiting. But there's just so many things to talk about. There's not enough time left in time to talk about everything. That's how many things there are to talk about. You talk about crystals. We can talk about special stones, and I'm going to move right to that special stones, because there's a stone out there called Cintamani, C-I-N-T-A-M-A-N-I, and supposedly, this is what I picked up on the internet, I'm not an expert on Cintamani, but supposedly, you get one of these stones, and you bury it in the ground, and it creates an anchor for a mothership. Yes, motherships are real. Plenty of ETs out there. They're all in our solar system now waiting to see what happens on planet Earth. That's right. We're the last planet to be freed from the forces of evil. And it's a big event. It's a galactic event. You're never going to hear about it on CNN News because they're in the business of keeping things like that from you. I mean, there's so many life forms out there. There's so many different civilizations. I could probably spend the whole night just listening to them. But the ones that are going to be dealing with us, you might have heard the words before. Pleiadians, Syrians, the group known as Ashtar Command, who are kind of like running the show, coordinating everything, and they're here to rescue us from the evil controllers, you know, people like Thoris, the Watchchilds, you name it. We know the whole list of the bad guys. We know who they are. They know who they are, too, and they are going to eventually take them off our world. There's something called the event that's coming up. Hey, it's important to know about this stuff. But before I get too far in that, you can just start Googling this stuff on the internet. You can find a lot of that information out yourself. But I was listening to the last show and even the show before that, because sometimes I do that just to kind of pick up if there's any listeners that continue to listen on. There's a lot of health information in the last show. And I kind of backwalk into this. The guest host was mentioning the vitamins that were important, you know, in response to questions that were given her. And she listed about every important vitamin except vitamin C. Oh, well, you know, sometimes things happen like that. And vitamin C is a very important vitamin. Supposedly, we've been told that our bodies don't make it, or every other creature on Earth, except humans and maybe apes, don't make vitamin C, or maybe it's just humans. And if it's just humans, that obviously more proof that we were genetically modified, because, it wouldn't make any sense. Why would humans not be able to make their own vitamin C? And your family dog makes all the vitamin C the dog needs. your cat too. So, like, what is this? Doesn't make any sense. But when you throw genetic engineering, we were tampered with to turn us down, turn us off, to make us weaker by the dark forces on our world. Yes, there are dark forces. I don't know what that is. Is that a quirk, or is that the gremlins in the machine trying to break through into my show? Well, it seemed to stop right away. Sometimes that's how things are. You have to call attention to them, and then they stop. You know, power suggestion, thought intention, could be any of those things. So anyhow, I thought that was pretty interesting. Every vitamin mentioned but vitamin C. And vitamin C is known to be extremely helpful to people. It started back in the 50s, they were discovering that. Yeah, the 1950s, they were discovering that already. And, of course, there's other secret things that were discovered. I think in 1912, they discovered that selenium was a cure for cancer. That got tossed under the rug. In fact, people today still don't know that. And then, of course, there's THC oil from the cannabis plant. You know, they're still trying to cover that up. but there's other cures, too, out there. I can't go through the whole list. There's probably too many to go through, but I just wanted to briefly mention that. And in relation to taking care of your health, water, one of my favorite topics. I mean, it's the most important thing that you can put in your body. So I'll just add a little more water conversation to add on to what was talked about in the last show. You know, first of all, everybody should know by now the body is 70% water, and your brain is even more than 70%. And every cell in your body needs water to take in and out the nutrients and take away the waste products. So, if you have health problems, it's always good to drink a lot of water, and it's important to drink only good water. Tap water is loaded with poison. If you're drinking out of the tap, your brain dead, and probably, of course, drinking the water, your brain dead. There's no easy way to explain that. I mean, it was known back in the 1970s, you know, going back in time here, that maybe even in the 60s, that basic tap water that was chlorinated had 300 to 400 toxic chlorine-caused compounds in it. You know, they put the chlorine in the water to kill the bacteria, but there's the key word. They put an ingredient to kill. Well, it slowly kills you, too, in more ways than one. So, and of course, everybody's different. You know, there are some people that just have amazingly great immune systems, and they could drink 10 gallons of tap water a day and still survive without any problems. But those are not the people to model your life after, because most people will get problems from drinking too much tap water. So you want to drink... the easiest thing is a good spring water, but since I happen to be an authority on water, I'm going to tell you something. If you got a pencil and paper ready, or any kind of implement, a marker, testing my patience here, obviously. that's a joke sometimes. Patience? I'm not a doctor. I don't have any patience. I don't have too much patience either. I'm quick thinking, quick acting, and I'm not somebody to wait around, even for a red light. I'll turn on the red. Instead, I think that was the only law the U.S. Congress ever gave in the last 100 years that was beneficial to mankind, or let's say the last 75 years. When they passed that law that you can make a turn on the red. Really? It's the only one that was beneficial basically to everybody. If you got another one, hey, it's the Call of Radio Show. Call up and tell us another great law the U.S. government put that was good for everybody, not just you and your friends, for everybody. Well, turn on the red, that was pretty much good for everybody who drives. The call number here is 888-627-6008. If you're listening through the internet, well, it's posted up there too. Hey, who said that call number was 888-627-6008? I'll tell you who said that. Tom Edison, 2020 U.S. presidential candidate. I mention it every week. Hey, I might not have a big political party behind me, but I do have the solutions to all the problems because the solution's already known already. Everybody doesn't want to solve the problems because they found out there's too much money to be made in keeping the problems in place. But if you don't believe me, just check it out. 2020 President Tom Edison.com. Hey, it's listed on the BBS radio schedule, too. You go down to my show, Connect the Dots, click on the name of the show, and that'll tell you all the amazing things about me. And when you get to find my website there, you'll be a believer, too, that, hey, this guy's bringing more to the table than anybody ever did. Now, back to the health things, too. Colloidal silver was mentioned. I got another thing, if you got something to write it down here. I happen to be an authority on colloidal silver, too. Don't waste your money going into the store, the local health food store, and buy the 5 parts per million, or the 10 parts per million, or the 50 parts per million, or the 100 parts per million. It's not enough. Colloidal silver is the original antibiotic, and you really want to get the potent stuff. 500 parts per million or 1,100 parts per million. And the only guy who makes the 1,100 parts per million, you got to call this phone number. 1-800-952-7921 to get the 1,100 parts per million dosage of colloidal silver. And everybody should have this in their medicine cabinet. You know, when you start feel like you've contracted something, and you can obtain a list, too, of the hundreds of things this stuff is good for. It's the original antibiotic. You're not going to get it at the hospital. In fact, you don't want to waste your time going to the hospital. Hospitals are bad places. They're very unhealthy places, hospitals. And doctor's not going to, you don't need a prescription for this. Just go to the people that sell it. And here's the phone number again. Stock it up, because when everything shuts down, and they are planning a power shutdown, start looking around. The signs are out there. It's going to be a false flag operation done by the deep state, or whatever you want to call them. Yes, they are going to shut the power off on us and make us suffer, because that's the, you know, that's how they get their jollies, doing stuff like that. And you might not be able to get to a hospital, or the hospital will be shut down because their generators, if the power is off for too long, they won't be able to deal with anything. And besides, natural antibiotic colloidal silver is better. It's good for hundreds of things. Inquire about it. Get a list. In fact, these people have a giant list of things it's good for. I'll tell you the number one more time. Colloidal silver, 1,100 parts per million, 1-800-952-7921. Hey, do something for yourself. It's a good product. And get the John Ellis water, J-O-H-N-E-L-L-I-S. Look it up on the internet. So, that's what the old women do back at home. You know, it's really sad what's happening around us, and we got to talk about it for just a minute or two. It's called 5G. Telecommunication companies are promoting it. Insanity. This is going to make everyone get cancer. You know, because there's really no way to hide on it. How many people are going to go to the trouble and put up an aluminum wall in front of their house so the transmitter on the telephone pole in front of their house doesn't send dangerous microwave radiations 24/7 into their house? Of course, nobody's going to do that. So basically, it's an execution order. It's a planned genocide. Don't believe anything the telecommunications company tell you. You got to talk to the doctors. There's doctors down in Washington trying to lobby for this. The best video out there is one by Kevin Mottus, M-O-T-T-U-S. It's 1 hour and 6 minutes long. It's out there on YouTube. And you can find out how horrible this stuff is. And it should be, and the fact that they purposely didn't do any health study on this because what the plan is, they want to kill people. They want to make people sick. You know, we're the, like I said, we're the last planet to be liberated in the galaxy here. And since 1996, we've been designated by the Dark Forces as the planet of suffering. You know, the Dark Forces always want to have a planet where they cause more suffering than any other place in the universe. And this is, we are the chosen ones, unfortunately. And that's part of the reason why the Galactic Federation of Light is here to rescue us, because it's not right, of course not. we better forget about republics as governments, and we all need to change them right now. Go to referendum governments, I call them, because republics, you know, it sounded like a great idea back in 1776. Great idea of republic, okay? But republics only work when the people that are elected to represent you are trustworthy and responsive. And it didn't take long to sour the mixture to where, you know, greedy people found out, well, I'm going to get into politics because I can make a lot of bribe money. And that's the way it's run today. And people can't be trusted. That's why republics, they've seen their day. You know, maybe sometime in the future when there's only honest people around. But we don't even need government. I mean, there's so many private agencies out there now. We could close down the federal government tomorrow, pretty much, with the exception of the armed forces to protect us. We could pretty much close it down, and we'll all get along fine. Plus, we still want our Social Security checks and a few other minor things. Healthcare? Come on. Every time somebody talks about healthcare, it's not real healthcare. They're talking about signing up to the pharmaceutical sales plan where they sell you crappy products that don't do anything for you and just keep you hooked on their crappy products and create more problems and makes more money for them. That's not healthcare. Don't talk to me about your health care plan because it's all woven around all these fake products. Real health care is using natural remedies only. You know, in China, they don't... they rely on that in China, you know. In some ways, they're smarter than us. But Chinese medicine goes back 5,000 years, I believe. Maybe back even further. So, you know, the pharmaceutical companies are running the show, and they're killing people and making a profit on it. And it's sickening. Free TV, half the product, especially things like fake news, CNN, all the commercials are pharmaceutical products. You know, they tell you, well, you know, if you have acne on your face, you can take our product and be clear, free skin. Okay, but there's about 20 to 25 bad things that can happen to you. Anything from, you know, losing your mind to losing your hair to becoming nauseous and eventually also dying. But this product might be right for you. And this is the nonsense going on today with the mainstream media. And they promote this garbage. And people think they have health care plans. Yeah, you know, that's another thing. Health insurance, another do-nothing job. You know, that just, you know, it's another anchor around society. Selling people insurance for health care? The real insurance for your health is understanding how your body operates. Understanding that the natural foods and the natural remedies that haven't been tainted are the best thing for keeping health. Your immune system is what keeps you healthy. And here we got people going for cancer therapy. The first thing they do is destroy your immune system. You know, they don't tell you that, but I'm telling you, forget about it. If you're planning on going for chemotherapy, and it's been proven already, people that go for chemotherapy, most of them die before the time they had did nothing. That's how bad that stuff is, and it destroys your immune system. Once they destroy your immune system, boy, then you're open to a whole mess of other bad problems. And the radiation treatments, yeah, they don't throw you in the nuclear oven as hard as they used to, but it's illogical, you know? Human bodies can have a difficult time dealing with radiations, and it's weakening your health, and it's also destroying your immune system, you know? And you got to look after yourself. They tell you, the doctor says, go to the hospital or go to the clinic and get an x-ray. You know, if they don't cover your thymus gland, and a lot of times they don't because the staff there, they're idiots. Just out of college, and they haven't been told. You think the hospital cares? You think anybody cares if they mess up your life? They don't give a crap. And nor do they even know about that danger. You know? And so you got to be informed. If you're going for an x-ray, they better put a lead shield over your thymus gland. And if they forget to do it or is it just too stupid, you got to remind them. And if they're not willing to cooperate, you just get up and walk out. You know? And this is the nonsense going on. And I've said it before, and I'll say it again. You know, you don't trust your doctor, okay? I mean, sure, there's some good doctors out there, but this is what the real deal is. I've heard it from the people that work in the industries. The doctor has been turned into a salesman for the pharmaceutical company. This is what it goes. The pharmaceutical companies send their salesmen to all the doctor's offices, and the doctors are gleefully waiting to see them because they're going to give them a list of 100 perks they want to promote their products. And the job of the salesman is to chew them down to make a deal for the least amount of perks. This is where it's at today. So when you go to your doctor and say, well, here's my illness, what's wrong? You tell him what's wrong. And then he'll look in his manual, pretend he's doing something. He knows what he's going to give you already. Because the pharmaceutical companies have products for all kinds of everything. So he says, I'm going to prescribe this for you. You know, it's not that it's really going to help you. It's because he's getting the kickback money for prescribing that product from that company that he's made a deal with. And this is where it's at. How can doctors be so uncaring? Oh, it's simple. It's all part of the bigger plan, you know? To be a doctor, you had to go to med school. It cost you hundreds of thousands of dollars to get all your degrees and stuff so you can put that stupid piece of paper on the wall to trick the poor, unsuspecting people that come into your office. Sure, there's a few good doctors out there, but most of them are stuck in the play-the-game business. So in order to pay back all that money quickly and get on with your life and start reaping the rewards of being a doctor, making millions, you're going to push as many products as possible that will get you the most kickback and the most money so you can get out of debt. This is how it is. Don't tell me it's not. And you can't prove it's not. This is how it is. Oh, my. This is rough. And so anyhow, back to the 5G. Get an education, go on the internet, Google it, 5G, you know? It's not just one step up from the 4G tech systems we have, and I advise everyone, go out and get yourself a microwave meter, you know? A cheap one is probably just a little under $400, and they got more expensive ones. You got to go looking for that, shopping for it. Once you get one, you will be horrified at all the off-the-scale microwave radiations we already have with the 4G system. And if you start looking on the top of the big buildings, you'll see all these new antenna arrays up. That's it. And anywhere from 2 to 3 blocks away from these things on top of the apartment buildings and that are facing in your direction will put the meter off the scale. I mean, it's dangerous. Even at the bottom of the scale, it's dangerous. But I'm talking off the scale, beyond what the meter's It can't even register. And this is with the 4G system. I don't think there's even meters out there now that can register the 5G system. Every time you turn it on, it'll be like off the scale. But you need to get one to start protecting yourself. And you need to, I say go to your, go to your elected representatives. They're not going to do crap for you because they only do things for people with bribe money. So if you're a rich person, maybe you can go to your local representative and say, I don't want the 5G in my neighborhood. I live in Beverly Hills, you know. Well, you might get some response to that if you got enough bribe money. And he'll work out some kind of deal so the telecommunications companies won't set up the wires and the broadcasters on your street. I'm talking the real story here. So, and meanwhile, those of us don't have the money, the easiest thing to do is to back up and move out to the woods, literally, away from antennas. I hear there's a lot of open land up in Montana there, but that doesn't even get cell phone coverage, but that's where you need to be, someplace far out like that, because people are going to start being cooked to death. You know, you won't know it's happening to you without a meter until it's too late. All of a sudden, your body's falling apart. You go to the doctor's, oh, you got four-stage cancer all over your body. And you'll go, huh? How could that be? Well, you've been warned. You've been warned. You know, I try to warn people every week. It's the 5G. It's coming to get you. Yeah. And all the government agencies have been bribed out. They've passed laws in Congress where you can't sue the companies for this. You pretty much can't stop it. It's done at a federal level. In some cases, I think even the states are powerless in stopping it. This is bad news. And we know that people in Washington don't listen to anybody except with a lot of money. You know, I talked to the guy, Kevin Mondes. I call him up every once in a while. How's it going in Washington? Well, let me tell you, I wish him luck. I says, yeah, you got to, I guess, try something. But I'm going to tell you, you know, I've told him, and I'm going to just say, tell everybody here listening in the audience that you're wasting your time without money. And who is he meeting with? He's meeting with the interns. The real senators, he doesn't even get to talk to them. Or maybe he got to talk to one, and I mentioned, he goes, yeah, there's one or two people in Congress that are sick. I says, well, let's talk a real conversation here. You know, 535 people in Congress, are two people that are siding with your science really going to turn the wheel? No way. Majority of the people in Congress are bribe takers, and they only get on the bandwagon when there's something in them. Yeah, and there is something in there. They can help save their lives and their loved ones, too. But if they don't see the dollars up front, they don't think beyond that. You know, our government is just as corrupt as every other one, or almost everyone. Sure, there's more corrupt governments, but ours is up there with them. And that's the truth. That's why I'm running for president. Again, hey, check it out yourself. 2020 President Tom Edison, TOMEDISON, 2020 President Tom Edison.com. And I guarantee what's on my little website, and you can check it out. It's made to fit on your cell phone, too, so you can just look at it from your cell phone. You'll see I'm bringing more to the table than anybody who ever ran for President of the United States. Anybody. I'm bringing that much to the table, and it's on my website. And it all, you know, and there's not that much there, simply because I know how to address issues, and I know the solutions. And like I said, the solutions are known. So why aren't they being put into, I've explained this before, it's all about money. When there's more money to be made by leaving the solutions, ignoring the solutions, leaving the problems where they are, that's where these crooked politicians will go. Crooked? Yes, they're all crooked. Just about. And so if you show me the one or two or five that are not, what's that against 535? It's nothing. You know? And that's why we need to get away from republics. You know, people don't understand. America's not a democracy, it's a republic. You ever hear the Pledge of Allegiance? Why don't you try reciting it once in a while? I don't think they even allow the kids to do that anymore. You know, it's considered racist or something stupid. you know, these crazy people out there, everyone's calling everyone a racist. But anyhow, yeah, you know, until the republic for which it stands, yeah. So, and in a republic, you have no rights. That's it. The representatives have all the power, and you have, that's what I meant to say, no power. Hey, Kanye, oh, yeah, go out and vote. Yeah. As soon as the election's over, well, your power is gone right there. That was it. See you in 4 years. That's it. So for the next 4 years, the elected person really can do whatever he wants and get away with it. He doesn't have to do anything. All he has to do is not offend anybody, just go along with the crowd, run of the mill, just pretend to be on your side. He doesn't have to do anything. And guess what? There's no way you can force him to do something for you once he gets elected. And the only people that get the Congress to do anything are the people with the big money, because that's how the game is played. Pay to play. And that's the reality. That's why republics don't work anymore, because there's just too large of a crowd of crooks in government. And when you can't trust the people that are supposed to be representing you, what's the point of having this type of government anymore? Doesn't make any sense. We need what could be called a direct democracy. In fact, a referendum government is what I call it, where everything that any decision made in Washington, D.C. has to be approved by the public before they even bring it to the floor to vote on it. That's right. Oh, that's too much trouble. Yeah, I know. These people don't want to do anything. They don't want to work. They don't want to look after you. Even themselves, they don't want to look after them. They all signed on to the 5G nonsense. They don't understand it's going to kill them, too. I mean, is that stupid or what? But, hey, we've always said people in Washington are stupid. To try to understand how this stupidity continues, I try to enlighten people every week. That's why I wrote a book called Connect the Dots Theory. That's where I got the name for my show, yeah. Well, it's out there, just Google it, and in that book it explains why people are dumb in Washington. Why? Because they're all being mind-controlled or dumbed down with their thinking by the obelisk in the center of D.C., Washington, D.C. You know, and the book goes on to explain that anytime you have an object with a pyramid on top, that creates an octahedron, and that can be used to broadcast and receive frequencies. So it's not a coincidence. It didn't happen, let's say, it didn't happen just by chance that the largest obelisk in the world is centered directly in Washington, D.C. They knew what they were doing when they did that, because it was going to be used to mind control or dumb down the thinking of everyone in Congress. Now, when you add that to the equation, then it makes perfect sense. Why is our federal government so stupid? Because they're all being mind controlled not to think. And then that same obelisk can be used to send in frequencies to get their minds to accept things that we shouldn't be accepting, like war, killing, murdering, not caring about the environment. That all can be telepathically sent, so to speak. We'll call it high-tech mind control. They know the frequencies to everything, and they got the largest obelisk in the world in the center of Washington, D.C., so anybody in that town can be influenced more than they ever believed they could. It's a science now. This isn't, witchcraft or anything. This is a science, and they're using it against our government, and they use it against you whenever they can, too. This is the harsh truth, but we have to talk about this. So that's why you ought to buy my book, Connect the Dots Theory. It's out there, easy to get a hold of, and educate yourself about the use of pyramids on top of obelisks and mind control, frequencies, other shapes that can be used for control, and then the flag waving of the dark side. It's all in that book. You need to get this information because I've coordinated all this knowledge into one book that nobody ever did before. It fits the pieces to the puzzle, you know, completes the mosaic. And it's not just one theory, connect the dots theory, like it says on the cover of the book, multifarious. That means there's many, many theories within this one theory. And it's packed with information. I claim it to be one of the most best books ever written for educating an average person to become aware of all these things that mainstream media will never tell you about, so-called scientists will never tell you about, et cetera, et cetera. And certainly your government will never tell you about. And talk about governments. Well, hey, there's governments all over the universe. Let me just go through a short list here. We're jumping into outer space now, or should we say intergalactic space. There is a term, a more exact term for outer space. That was used mostly in the 50s and 1950s, 1960s science fiction movies. They were using those terms, outer space. But there is really something called outer space. You know, space is encapsulated. And this is the information I'm giving you now. These are things that never really get up publicly, except on a show like this. Hey, this is Connect the Dots. The Connect the Dots radio show on BBS Internet Radio. It's an educational show. It's also a call-in show. If you've got anything to connect or talk about that's of importance to everyone, you know, don't call me up and tell me there's a sale down at ShopRite this week on pretzels. Okay. The number is 888-627-6008. Anyhow, back to the universe. Yeah, space is encapsulated. That's it. It's not, and what extends out beyond encapsulated space, space is kind of encapsulated, kind of an infinity symbol, going off in sideways directions, basically. That's where all the life forms are and stuff. And outer space is all that is outside of that encapsulation of space, where space will eventually be explored, because the outer space is that which goes to infinity. There is no end to it. So now that I hope I've cleared that up, there is a difference between outer space and encapsulated space. We are in encapsulated space, which includes millions and billions of universes. You know, the universe we're in is all the one we need to be concerned about, because that's where we're existing in, and that's where we evolve in. The other universes, we're not in them, you know? As the plan is, everybody makes it to back to God eventually, from where your personality comes. That's it. It's known, it's been told us. This information should be taught in public schools. But everybody eventually gets back. You got all the time in the world once you get out of, once you go to the no time zones. So you can take as long as you want. And then when you get back to God, what the plan is, when everyone finally, of all the personalities, make it back, then there might be the opportunity to go into other universes. But we only need to be concerned about the one we're in. And the one we're in, supposedly, there's been an 8 million year war going on against the dark side. But it's coming to an end now, and isn't that wonderful? We're the last battlefront, you know? We can say, thank you for finally showing up, or why did you make us wait to the end? We can get, you know, a little annoyed with that. Well, so much for that. Because what we really need to focus on is love. And that's the word out right now. That's what everybody's duty is here on Earth, If you want to see the evolving of Earth into what's called the fifth dimension, which is really means the frequency cycles increase. Every so-called, you've heard the term before, dimensions. Well, and we're not talking about the carpenters with the length, width, and height, or the builders that use the length, width, and height measurements. We're talking about vibrational areas of total reality. Basic, there's the basic 12 ones. And each one is separated, what we call veils of light. And each one you go up on a vertical scale, we're in the third dimension, or partial fourth dimension. And when you get to the fifth, the frequency rates go up. And they don't just go up a little. They go up by 10,000s. Everything gets multiplied by 10,000s, or they get multiplied by 100,000s, and frequencies sometimes get multiplied by a million times greater. And basically, that's it. Going into the fifth dimension means everything is going to vibrate faster. And we can help that along by projecting love around us every day. Think good things, be kind, and treat people by the golden rule. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. One of the most famous quotes of all time. And it doesn't matter who said it, it matters what it represents. Do unto others as you would have others do unto you. Yeah, sure, I know who said it, and many other people do too. But it doesn't matter who said it. What matters is what it stands for and the wisdom of that statement. Because if we're all treating everybody good, we'd all be getting along, having a grand time. And that's where we need to head, and that's where we need to focus on. We need to forget about war, forget about hating, forget about arguing. You know, we'll always have a little arguing going on, but you know, don't get too bent out of shape, as the saying goes. So anyhow, I just I just wanted to list some of the creatures, we can call them, that are still interfering with our world, that the good guys are going to take out. There's this thing called the Crimea insecticide creatures on our world that are, you know, part of the dark deep state. And then there's the Dracos, the ones that look kind of look like the Mothman, and they got wings and stuff. And then there's the reptilians, and there's you know what reptiles look like. Well, imagine the reptiles with the humanoid bodies. And you know, there's a few other ones. There's the Greys. They've gotten fame by movies. And then there's plenty and plenty of good guys, too many to list. There's the Pleiadians of the good guys. Assyrians, there's both good guys and bad guys. In fact, I think there's some bad Pleiadians also. Every group has its you know, dark side. Every group, you know, is not perfect. But we're all striving for perfection. And then there's the good guys, Ashtart, man, the beings from Andromeda. And again, Andromeda is another galaxy. But there's good and bad ones in there, too. And most recently has been mentioned the Lyrans from the constellation Lyra. Supposedly, one of the originating settlers on our planet. And there's many, many settling stories. And, of course, we heard about the Lemurians and the Atlanteans. And, again, you know, the Atlanteans, they had their good guys, and then they had some sour notes that came in and ruined the whole show. And we don't need to really think more beyond all those groups. Of course, the Anunnaki, you know, the latest thing being talked about as well. There is no 12th planet or planet Nibiru, rather. Whatever, you know. There's still that group, the Anunnaki, who's, when you read about it from the deciphering of the Sumerian scripts, which I've kind of correlated all the information that points to every bad habit that human beings ever had can be traced back to the Anunnaki. You know, and the bad habits we're still holding on to, it all goes back to the Anunnaki, and I list the whole thing there. And so if we're going to blame one group, they're probably the biggest ones to blame because they set up and, you know, manipulated us and helped set up our present city-state societies, and we're running them still as bad as they were, with all the vices. So another reason to buy the book Connect the Dots Theory, because it traces it and makes all the correlations. Every bad habit you can think of a human being had, the Anunnaki had. And so they've molded our society to be like them. You know, I guess all creatures are like that. They want you to be like them. And we have become like them in too many, many ways. Sure, there's a lot of great human people out here, loving hearts, but we're also being controlled by these Anunnaki-type dark lords. And the demonic beings, too, you know. Again, this is an important topic, demonic beings. Yes, demon beings, spirit beings do exist. They don't have bodies, but they can gain control of your mind, and sometimes they can actually move into your body and totally take control of you, if you're stupid enough to let them. But they're very, very tricky, and they trick you with telepathic communication. Yes, everyone has telepathic communication abilities. It took me a while to figure that out, but I figured it out, and it's true. Everybody has it. Prove me wrong. Okay? That's why there's a call-in number here, you know. But it's difficult to prove things. You'll find that out. Debate a conversation with me, and you'll see how difficult it is to prove things. And, of course, people have said, well, nothing can be proved. Okay, whatever. Let's just move on. Here's something that still, I wish somebody would call in and straighten this one out. Because there's so many conflicting figures on this. Like, when did the age of Pisces start, and when does it end? You know? I mean, a basic zodiac sign is 2,160 years, but you go on the internet, and you see people talking about it's 2,150, blah, 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 blah. A little close, but not really hitting the nail on the head. And then there's all these different dates actually when the age of Pisces started. And it makes a difference because the age of, as to when exactly the age of Aquarius starts, well, it could be, you know, in a couple of years, or it could be 2130, which would mean that many of us alive are just not going to be here for it when it finally clicks in. But then there's other information out there, too, that the changes of the zodiac signs are over from one sign to another covers a period of 300 years, you know. I guess 150 in each direction. But I still don't know. I'd like somebody, is there really an accurate year date for beginning of the age of Pisces? You know, some basic ones I've come across, 148 BCE or 60 BC. And I'm still, I think the jury's not out on that one yet. But hey, call in. Somebody's got to know the more exact answer to that. But maybe there is no exact answer. Maybe it is a fluctuating period of time. One thing for sure is, it's pretty well set in place, the precession of the ages, you know. It takes the sun 251,920 Earth years to get back to the same position in the sky from which it's rotating around. Everything rotates around everything. which rotates around everything. That's how the universe works. It's wheels. Wheels within wheels, spheres within spheres, connecting at certain junction points, you know, like train tracks, switches meet, the one line meets the other, and there's a switch, and they come together, and then down the road away, they separate again, and one line goes off the other one way, and one line goes the other way. It's kind of like that. You can think of it like that. And then you can think of a sphere hiding within a sphere, hiding within a sphere, and they're rolling around, and they when they click together, there's a, you know, there's a connection, and then they roll apart again. And all this is going on, all this complexity is going on all the time, but we're mostly focusing on the physical reality here. But in order to evolve, we have to start focusing more on communicating with the rest of the universe. We've been quarantined, and we've been all kinds of, and there's more than one quarantine, believe it or not. And what's interesting, I follow these people on Twitter, and everybody seems to have different sets of information, you know? What I call proof is when I at least find two bits of information that agree, but I'm not finding that. I'm finding, like, all the new guys showing up that are here to rescue us, they got all this other historical information that doesn't add up within any of the other sources. And believe it or not, there's been plenty of sources of information within the last 100 years from different groups out there in the galaxy. That's it. I'm aware of that. Maybe you're not, but I am aware of it. And so when I get all this new information coming in, I'm it's getting to the point like, come on, we got 100 different opinions here as to what the history was. And if you're so smart, well, how come you don't know about that? And how come you don't know about that? And you, how come you don't know about that? Because I'm pretty well informed, you know? And your stuff doesn't correlate with any of it. So how can, I have to take it with a grain of salt, you know, or I'm going to throw up the red flag. Well, now you're not making sense here, you know. Are you trying to deceive us too? I mean, really, I question everything. And there's just too many opinions about what transpired in the past, and everyone apparently has only small pieces to the puzzle. And as the old saying goes, nobody knows everything except God. Even the celestial beings will attest to that. I was reading a book once that supposedly written by not of this earth beings, you know, no creatures, no spirits, not of this earth, N-O-T-E. That's what I call them as an acronym. I don't mean that in a disrespectful way, but it's just a way to categorize those things. Hey, we humans, we categorize everything. And in answer to some question that was posed upon the person answering, the spirit entity answering, was how many suns and planets are in the universe? And the immediate reply was, no one knows that answer except the Creator Himself, the single source of all that is. So, I'm glad I settled that one. hey, what's going down in Antarctica? I don't know. Everybody was talking about it, you know, and now I guess they found a few things, hid a few more things, re-hid some more things, and come up with a partial disclosure, finalization of what we're entitled to hear. Of course, that's why we need to look forward to the event. When the ETs finally land their craft, and they're talking about it on the internet, just go look it up. The event. Oh, another key term, victory of the light. Sounds good, right? Yeah, they're all going to land their craft. First, they're going to take control of all the communication systems, including, I guess, fake CNN. And they're just going to break into the broadcast and say, we are the Ashtar Command. We're here to rescue your planet, and we're landing our craft tomorrow. Don't be alarmed. And it's going to be something like that out of a science fiction movie. People of Earth, we're here. This is your victory of the light is coming to save you and take away the bad guys. Hurry up, will you? But this is how it's going to play out. I mean, it's amazing, like, all the information and things are happening out there, and there's so many people involved, so many life forms involved. And we just wish it would happen quicker the better, like before they turn on the 5G. You know, I tweet to some of these representatives that go on Twitter, and they don't want to answer that one. What about the 5G? They don't want to get involved in that. I would imagine they know about it, but the fact that I didn't get any direct responses to that, you know, who follows every tweet they get? But especially if you're involved in the Galactic Federation of Light, you know, but that's a bad sign when you don't get a response. I don't want to answer that. Well, you know what? All I got to say is, hey, if you were thinking of calling in, yeah, it's kind of too late now, but you can tune in next week. Tell your friends to tune in, because I talk about everything on the show. Hey, and don't forget the chemtrails. Like, you know, hey, anybody know President Trump? How to get a message to him? You know, I've been telling people for over a year now, send letters to the White House. That's a good thing for your kids to do that are going to school, you know. Talk to the teachers. Get them the right letters to President Trump. Sign the executive order to stop the chemtrails. That could be done real easy. You ought to sign an order to stop the 5G, but apparently he's brain dead, too. I don't mean to be rude, President Trump, if you're listening. I doubt if you're listening because you're on the big ego trip. Yeah, you've done a few things for America, but you're not hip to important things like 5G. You know, I heard your administration is for that. Come on. If that's the case, well, you're stabbing us in the back. There's no other easier way to put it. Hey, that's why I'm running for president. 2020 President TomEdison.com, because I'm aware of all this stuff, and we just cut all the nonsense out. And if you know how to give orders to people, it's the perfect job. It's the easiest job on earth. Even President Trump said, oh, I didn't know how hard this job. Well, that's a bad sign to say that. Because for somebody like me, it's the easiest job in the world. I have the whole world at my fingertips. I can get involved in anything, and I can put forth good solutions and order other people to do certain things and stop bad things from happening. And he's not doing enough of that. And but he's still doing more than everybody else, of course. But what is that saying? You know. Anyhow, we're coming to the end of the show. Hey, listen, go to BBS Radio. Check out the schedules. Click on the name of my show, Connect the Dots. Find out the CD Baby link. You know? I got an album out there, Songs Better Than Dylan. You got to be bold and have great songs to make a statement like that. And one thing good about CD Baby Store, you can download a single song for 99 cents, so you don't have to buy the whole album, but the whole album is worth it. And then I have the rock and roll songs and the other one, American Party songs. Check it out. Go to BBS Radio. Check out the schedule. Saturday, 10 p.m., Station 1. Click on the name of the show. Click on my name, and you'll find all the things I'm involved in and all the things I'm bringing to the table. Anyhow, we're running at the end of the show, so I'm going to do the countdown if you listened before. Hey, at the beginning of the show, when you hear that music, that's the amazingly long guitar solo at the end of my song, Be My Idol, or I Want You to Be My Idol. Fantastic song. Hey, it's on the American Party songs. So we end the show, you hear one of the most tasteful lead guitar parts ever put on a rock and roll record. It's the end lead guitar solo to my song, Are You the Partying Kind? I hope you are. I am, and then followed by my anthem song, I Gotta Be Somebody. It could be your anthem song, too. Okay, Mr. Engineer, here's the countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
after 50. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I want to satisfy. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I want to satisfy. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Wanna know I was here, took my stand without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join, join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. All known, I was here to my stand. Without fear, it is clear to the world my idea.